You're listening to Rhema for Today.
The difference between our religion, if you want to call it that, than other religions is that our God is with us. He's not in some tomb somewhere. We don't have to go to his tomb to have some kind of special service once a year. He lives with us. He is with us. Wherever we're at, he's there. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Getting Through Tough Times, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
You know, the Crusade team, the bus, and the semi, diesel is up to $1.80 a gallon. Somebody said, oh, what are you going to do? I mean, that gas and fuel is getting so expensive. You might not need to send everybody. That's exactly what the devil wants us to do. He wants us to start to be afraid. If God took care of all of the children of Israel going across out of Egypt's bondage to the promised land, their shoes never wore out, their clothes never wore out. When they needed water, he brought them water. When they needed food, he brought them food. Friend, that's the same God today, and if he has to, he can do it again. He can do it again. Hallelujah. Thank God. God's word is something that we need to begin to hold precious and dear. Secondly, in these tough times, we have a faithful high priest, Jesus Christ. Let's go look at verses 14 and 15 again. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. I want you to notice that the Word of God says in Matthew that Jesus would never leave us nor forsake us. He would be with us always. The difference between our religion, if you want to call it that, than other religions is that our God is with us. He's not in some tomb somewhere. We don't have to go to his tomb to have some kind of special service once a year. He lives with us. He is with us. Wherever we're at, he's there. Hallelujah. You better be careful where you take it. God promised to stand by us. You know, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 8:31, if God is for us, who can be against us? And then the Apostle John made those great statements in 1 John 4:4. The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. The greater one lives on the inside of you. Jesus knows what you're going through. There's nothing that you can experience that he can identify with. Because here in verse 15 it says, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. We need to understand he's been through it. He has been there, bought the t-shirt, and went out on the other side. Now that may be putting it down a little bit on our level, but we understand that, don't we? You know, every time that there's some great event, they want to sell you a t-shirt. And a cap too. Hey, Jesus has been there. It does not matter what you're going through. He's been there, and he'll help you through your tough times. He'll help all of us through our tough times. Hello? He is at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. Hebrews 7, 24 and 25. Because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he's able to save completely those who come to God through him because he always lives to intercede for them. The truth is that because Jesus has already gone this way before us, and because of what he has purchased for us, and because he's at the right hand of the Father, our high priest interceding for us, we can hold fast to our profession of faith. We can hold firmly. Hold on to it. Don't let nobody take it away from you. When the devil comes huffing and puffing around, said, I'm going to steal it from you. By faith, I can hold on to what I possess. It belongs to me. Because there's no God big as my God. When trouble comes knocking at my door, by faith, the door remains barred and shut. I don't have to open it. Somebody said he'll kick it down. No. It's barred and shut by the power of the word and by the blood of Jesus. And the word says that we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, in these tough times, and we may be facing some tough times, but I want you to understand that in these tough times, we do not have to give in. We do not have to be afraid. We do not have to draw back. But we can continue to live and walk the way we always have, because Paul said it's in him we move and live and have our being. Hallelujah. In these tough times, we have a high priest that's ever before the face of God interceding for you and for me. Point to yourself and say, I have a high priest. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, my high priest, is ever interceding for me before the face of the Father. I have nothing to fear. I have nothing to dread. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh yeah. Hallelujah. Learn that. Get a hold of that. Live in it. Yeah, but you don't know my situation. No, I don't know what your situation is. I know what my situation is. And I know that I can lean on those everlasting arms. And I know that whatever it is, I'm going to come out victorious on the other side. Because the Apostle Paul says, I always triumph in Christ Jesus. Another way to say it would be, I always come out a victor in Christ Jesus. We would understand that better. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, but this, you don't really know what's going to happen. No, I don't know what's going to happen. But I know who holds my future. And that's where my trust is. Hallelujah. Yeah, but you just look at me and you say, yeah, but you don't work where I do, and you don't understand that how the economy is. No, I don't work where you do. No, I may not understand the economy at your place, but I have enough sense to look at the paper and the internet and listen to economists and understand that our country is in a crisis. But I also understand what God said about us, his children. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said that he would protect us. He said that he would keep us. And I believe it. The problem is, some people say it, but they don't really do it. Remember the testimony of those people that we read just a moment ago at the offering time? They said when they started standing on the promises, and it got worse. The devil will always see if he can shake your tree. He'll make it worse. But if you'll hold on and stand true with the word of God, you're going to come out victorious because of what the Bible says. Don't ever waver. Don't ever waver. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit. I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. There's a fellow I know that wrote a book. That's the title of his book. It's in a bookstore. Today, if you're in trouble sometimes, just don't be like the king when the prophet told him to strike the ground, and he struck the ground three times with the arrows. The prophet got up and said, "You should have struck the ground." I say, keep on striking. And you'll utterly defeat the enemy. The prophet told him, you didn't strike it enough times, so you won't utterly defeat the enemy. That's what happened. Some of you just strike it just enough to get a little relief. But you don't ever get the victory. I want you to just take the word and just keep on beating the devil over the head with it. Beating the devil over the head with it. Don't ever quit. Don't ever quit. Just keep on beating the devil over the head. Because then that's when you come out victorious. If you just hit him three or four times, he's going to lay down for a little bit, but then he's going to jump up and bite you again. But if you keep on beating him, he can't jump up and get you. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
I want to talk to you. You hear me say all the time, thank you for helping us. I'm talking to our Rhema partners, the ones who have partnered with us. Well, what is a partner? It's someone that prays regularly for us and then sends an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send,
yes,
to help us support Rhema around the world. And you can, if you'd like to join, you can go to rhema.org/WPC and become a partner. And you that are partners, we really want to thank you.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Getting Through Tough Times. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.